This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 21st night of Rajab 1446 in South Africa. We commence with the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 11,100 rands. The Mahar of Fatimi is 28,000 rands. And the minimum Mahar is 600 rands. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener of Markaz Sahaba on and voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, for your questions via WhatsApp, do you remember, you, if you're within South Africa, 084-786-3132. Out of South Africa, +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Saab's email is akhussain@gmail.com, and the Twitter is @akhussain, and the website muftiakhussain.net, madkasahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity, we welcome our esteemed Mufti Saab, as well as the directors, the sound controllers, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that are tuning into this evening's program from the various platforms to this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We welcome Mufti Saab with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saab, jazakallah khairan for joining us this evening.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وفي أزواجي جزاك الله خيرا.
آمين. Once again, we request Mufti Saab to give us the latest update from Gaza, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, and also Mufti Saab, quite a few requests have been coming in with the current situation. Do we read two rakats nafil? Do we read shukr namaz with the ceasefire?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So headlines in the Haaretz is US inauguration day. I was going from my house because I come to switch on the lights and so forth. Then it was 7 o'clock, and whilst I was going for Maghrib, because here by us 7:09, 7:08 is Adhan, so then I heard Trump was being inaugurated. So how long will the Trump effect last in the Middle East? Question mark. UN chief says 638 trucks entered Gaza on the first day of ceasefire. Israel President Herzog congratulates President-elect ahead of inauguration. Thousands attend funeral of Oron Shaul, killed in 2014 in Gaza, and body rescued Sunday. France to keep fighting for release of French Israeli hostages, says the foreign minister. And Donald Trump sworn in as the 47th U.S. president, sealing political comeback. Only the second person to do so, that after a year, 2 years, 4 years, whatever, then he became the president for the second time. So, you know, that is what they mean by that, for political comeback and so forth. So let's go now here and see what they say. Netherlands restricts F-35 parts to Israel but buys Israeli weapon systems. You see, that is why they are hypocrites. Remember that Netanyahu is lying to Trump and preparing to sabotage the Gaza ceasefire deal. That's in your Haaretz newspaper. Everybody knows that he is, remember, the biggest serial liar in the world. Hardest hit by Hamas, Israel's border community greet ceasefire with fear and uncertainty, because they know that if they are going to do anything wrong, then they will be the first ones to be hit, and we must not be apologetic about that and so forth. Eritrea has become Iran's proxy and a strategic threat to the Israel and US. Can you believe that? Eritrea is such a small country, it has become Israel. Iran's proxy and a strategic threat to Israel and the U.S. That is what's written in the Haaretz newspaper. The cartoon here in the Haaretz is too good. You see, now they got Smotrich, he's crying, and Ben-Gvir the Harami is crying, and they're facing their backs to the TV, because now there, all the aid and that is going in, and the hostage exchange is taking place. Don't turn around if you want to sleep at night. So the editorial says, Israelis must not give up until every hostage is back. Next one, what will become of Israel on the day after the war? Netanyahu's coalition hasn't learned a thing, so that I agree with 100%. Hostage deal, ultra-Orthodox men in the army, only Netanyahu can. So remember, that is what you have there. Let us give you from our correspondence and see that what is cooking there and so forth, that is the news we must be interested in and so forth. So let me read for you that Abu Ubaidah says, remember that that wonderful spokesperson of Hamas, the biggest problem is the occupation. The occupation must be dismantled and removed, and then there will be peace and so forth and so on. Palestinians put them anywhere and the babies will be born. So they lost 250,000 legally, they say 46,000, but the newborns have increased to 68,000. So see, touch is a move for the Palestinians, mashallah, and so forth. So I set goals for myself that I won't give up my religion. I won't leave my land or give it up. I won't become an agent for the Israeli occupation and betray my people. I achieved my 3 goals, and therefore I was victorious in this war. Subhanallah, that is our Palestinians, and that is what they said. So remember, Biden pardons Dr. Anthony Fauci. You know Fauci, the foxy. So what all that COVID business and so on and so on. Trump to sign an executive order today declaring that the U.S. recognizes only 2 genders. You see, there is some good in this guy. He's a character, maverick character, but few things you must give him due. He's got charisma, and at least he put that to rest. There's only Adam and Eve, male and female. Otherwise, there's other haramis, you must remember, they want to make so many others. See, a great feather in the cap of Hamas. The mother of the released Israeli prisoner Emily Dimari, I can say that she is much better health than we expected. You see that? And when they were leaving, the Hamas mothers and sisters were there. They gave these 3 ladies gifts, and they gave them the Palestinian flag and so forth. Just draw a comparison. When they release our people, they had been tortured and persecuted and so forth and so on. The images of 3 female enemy captives in full health demonstrated the values and ethics of the resistance. So that is where we are. Yes, Trump has been now inaugurated as that. They got, yeah, bye-bye, Crooked Joe, flying off. So, and they got some words I can't use here, and you know, B's and F's, and I don't know what and what. But anyway, we told him to go to hell. Remember, he will be known as Joe Genocide Biden, and Blinken will be known as the Secretary of Genocide. So these are all haramis, remember that. One important announcement I have to make, and then we start. Tonight in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, occupied Palestine, South Africa, everywhere is 21st of Rajab, tonight, okay, 1446. So tomorrow night, that is Tuesday night, is the 22nd of Rajab, and then Tuesday the day, so that will be Tuesday night, will be the 22nd, and then Wednesday will be, so you must remember the day, the 22nd. So what happened on the 22nd of Rajab? It was the 22nd of Rajab. The year was 60 after Hijrah. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala who passed away, and he's an eminent illustrious Sahabi. He ruled this Ummah, the entire Ummah, and everybody agreed he's the Khalifa, he's the Amirul Mu'mineen and the only ruler. All the Sahaba agreed on that, Tabi'in and successors and so forth. So for 19 and a half years years approximately he ruled this ummah, almost 20 years. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, who was the Khalifa for 6 months, he resigned and left Iraq and Kufa, went to Damascus, handed over the mantle of Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. But the Shias, the Kufar Shias, Khomeini and company, la'anatullah alay, they hate him for Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Okay? So you will find in South Africa, in some places, Pakistan, India, and so forth, people speak about Khir Puri Fatiha. Now, what is the Khir Puri Fatiha? When was Hazrat Jafar Sadiq born? When did his Milad Mubarak take place? It took place in Rabiul Awwal. When did he pass away? He passed away on 15 Shawwal. And in the year 148, he, Hazrat Jafar Sadiq and Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, contemporaries. 90%, 80% of the things attributed to him, Jafar Sadiq, are propaganda and lies. If you know anything about the Kufar Shias, they have a book called Rijalul Kikashi by Allama Nobakhti. So in there, the Shia author writes that he, Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah, cursed Zurara. Jafar Sadiq is there in Medina Munawwara, and thus Zurara is there in Kufa in Iraq. He's attributing lies and so forth and so on. And he says that Qal al-Imam Jafar Sadiq so and so and so. So he, Hazrat Jafar Sadiq, said, La'anatullahi ala Zurara. If you want this reference, go open Rijalul Kashi by Nobakhti. You will find it there. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, did not accept any Hadith from Jafar Sadiq. He said, I'm the Imam in this field, but even I cannot make out La na'rifu as-sahih min as-saqim, what is the authentic one and what is the propaganda of the Kufar Shias. Hence he did not use him. You must remember that. So there's no such thing as Khir Puri Fatiha in Islam. This is the propaganda of the Kufar Shias. They are celebrating the death and demise of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. I pose to you one simple question. Why is there no Khir Puri Fatiha for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, all the Sahaba? Every Sahabi is greater than Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah. So remember that. That is the unanimous belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So why particularly on 22nd Rajab for Hazrat Jafar Sadiq? So remember, you can say all your reasons, but I'm telling you, and I sent it out, and tomorrow also I will send it out again to thousands of people, what is the position and rank and status of this Khir Puri Fatiha in the name of Jafar Sadiq. In Islam, you want to give out sadaqah, isali sawab, so we got no problem with that. Do it now, do it today, we got no problem. So remember that. But when you start specifying a date and a time and so forth, what Allah made permissible for all times, all places, who gave you the permission to specify and so forth? So that is the problem we have, and it is Shia propaganda. Shia is a pakka kuffar, remember that. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you hear idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi, you see, you hear these people, they are swearing, cursing my sahaba, faqulu la'natullahi ala sharrikum, then you must curse them. And that is the instruction of Mustafa sallallahu Allah alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tirmidhi. So therefore we say Khomeini la'anatullahi alayhi, Allah's curse be on him forever and his ilk and his followers.
We go to Surah number 17, Surah Bani Israel, Ayah number 88, from Aqimis Salat Ali Duluki Shams, and the next Ayah, Mufisa. What's the brief translation of these Ayats?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about the importance of Salat, and especially Fajr Salat. We know our masajid are empty for 11 months of the year for Fajr Salat. The only time you will find the masjid is full, Fajr time, is Ramadan time, because suhoor ends, sehri ends, and then the people go to the masjid. 1-2 days after Eid al-Fitr, again the masjid is empty. What an indictment upon us. And therefore, when you go to Iraq, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried, next to him is Bishr al-Hafi, the sage of the age, the Waliullah. He used to say, بِئِسَ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. How horrible, how terrible are a people who recognize and worship Allah only during the month of Ramadan. So Almighty Allah addresses Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. You must establish the salat when the sun passes the zenith, Zuhur salat, and the night salat, the Maghrib and Isha. Fajr time, you must read lengthy qiraat. Why? إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. That is the time the angels are changing their shift. The night angels will go up and the day angels will come. Therefore, Imam Sahib, Qari Sahib, make sure you read long, long salat, long, long qiraat. And then Allah give us tawfiq. We wake up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock and so forth, and we read tahajjud salat. So that is what is called tahajjud, that you wake up in the early part of the morning. And the more you wake up for that, then Allah will elevate your rank. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Jalla wa Ala gives you that ab ayyab athaka maqarabbuka maqama mahmuda. Almighty Allah will give you the station of Mahmud, and that is where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be, the highest place in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So we must beg Almighty Allah, shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. Authentic hadith, Ya Allah, let Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us, because he, the master alayhi salam, said, my intercession is for those people of my ummah who perpetrated and committed major sins and major crimes.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to have a funeral plan?
Not permissible. For what we need funeral plan? The problem with us is our name is Bilal, our name is Maryam, but the thought process and thinking is just like the kuffar. Bilal will think like Bali, Maryam will think like Mary, the kafirs, non-Muslim will say this plan, so we say we want it also. They will say this thing, we will say we want it also. Just like sheep follow the Pied Piper. We got our Quran Sharif, we have the Sunnah Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the noble example of the Sahaba, the greatest people for all time, all places, and they are the best and greatest people after all prophets and messengers alayhimus salatu salam. We have the awliyaullah, and then we follow the four schools of thought of jurisprudence, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis and so forth rahimahullah. So that is our deen of Islam. So why must we have a funeral plan? This kuffar, they need it, because why? They have to buy a coffin, they have to go in there, a limousine, they have to do all these things, they slaughter so many cows and what have you. For us, everything is straightforward, that when a person passes away, we give the ghusl and we bathe the deceased, and then the shrouding for the men is 3 pieces of cloth and the calico, and for the women is 5 pieces. Thereafter, the salatul janaza and the funeral prayer, and then we bury the person. There's no coffin and all these type of things here. So you to be taken from your estate. You are poor, your family will help, or your friends will help, and if there's nobody for you, then you must remember we have the Ghuraba Fund and so forth, Ghuraba, Ghurba, whatever you want to call it. So it is for that very reason that we as the Muslim Ummah, it is farz and compulsory upon us, farz kifaya, that we all will put our hands in our pocket and we will give our brother and sister who passed away as a Muslim a decent funeral and so forth. Therefore, to say funeral plan and all, absolutely haram in Islam and not permissible. Another money-making gimmick of the jutlas and the capitalists and the oligarchies. You're going to hear that word a lot under Donald Duck. Remember that. He's not interested in the poor people. and so forth. Somebody sent me a message. I don't know if it's true. People sent me. They say Saral was not invited, you see, for that inauguration. That's true. But then in the second message, they say President Jacob Zuma was invited. First of all, Donald Duck's inauguration. Zuma, are you there or not there? So you can send us the message, you understand, and see. So all this funny business goes on. So you must remember that the oligarchy, all the elite, the super rich, multi-billionaires and so forth, they will be making and cutting deals and all these type of things. So that is what they worry about, the poor people and so forth. He's not interested in all these things.
There's a difference between ajirna minan nar and ajirni minan nar, and what's the meaning of it?
The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood that after Fajr Salat, you should read 7 times, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. After Maghrib time, you should read 7 times. Ajirni is, remember, singular. Oh, beloved Allah, save me from the fire. And ajirna is collective and plural. Oh, beloved Allah, save us, save me, my wife, my parents, my children, my siblings, and the entire ummah and muslimah from Jahannam and the hellfire. So therefore, it's better to read Allahumma ajirna as well. And you read ajirni, ajirna. The most important thing is we must follow Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. And that is, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately. Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. However, a calamity took place, right? Allah forbid your husband, your wife, your parents, somebody passed away. So as Muslims, what must we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And the hadith of Umm Salama radiallahu anha in Mishkat Sharif, in Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Our people, even some ulama, they read this dua totally wrong. They read Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. It's wrong that. It's not ajirni. The alif, the hamza, does not have a fatha. The alif, the hamza, has a sukoon, has a jazm. So you read it, Allahumma ajurni, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. People just read upside down whatever they want to. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Ya Allah, we have this janaza in our house. Ya Allah, Allah, you reward us during this time. This calamity, this disaster has struck. وَخْلُفْلِ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. You give us a ni'mal badal. You give us a better replacement. She, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, said, my husband was so kind, compassionate, considerate. Who will become better than him? After her iddat and so forth, he, Habibuna, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proposed for her, and then became the Zawja Mutahara, the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Umm al-Mu'mineen, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, verse 6, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. So see how to read the dua, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. That's correct. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. Totally incorrect and wrong. So learn the duas correctly. Teach your students correctly, you the muallim and muallima and apa. Don't teach them the wrong way.
Jazakallahu khairan to Mufti Sahib. This evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue after this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a live Q&A program. We're very much alive. We are right here in Durban, and Mufti Sahib is at the head office in Lanesia. Mufti Sahib, are there any benefits of burning loba? And is this a sunnah practice?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One of the brothers who sends me a lot of things, and I appreciate it, barakallahu fiqh. He says, who was there at the inauguration of Trump, Donald Duck? See who is representing the Ummah, meaning the Muslims, there by Trump. A Shia Imam from the Karbala Islamic Center. So what more you want? So Trump is in bed with the Shias. You got it? So you must wake up, O Ummah. That is how they play the game, the Shias, you must remember. Outwardly, they will curse the Americans, but they will be there making dua and say, Allah must give lamp, oh, Trump, and so forth. A long life. So, see, it's all one dirty game they play. And here in South Africa this morning, with Mohana Salim Karim, Hafizahullah, we had the question of Imran Hussein. So remember that he will be this week Friday, the 24th of January. He will be in the Ahle Bayt Center there in Cape Town, the Shia Center. And you're telling me this guy is a Muslim. He says Isa alayhi salam was crucified on the cross and so forth. So remember that we must be wide awake. We have many people who want to steal and snatch away our iman. All you guys there in Cape Town, don't be fast asleep. You must wake up and understand. It's not time to eat cook sisters and with a coffee and tea. It's time to expose all these people, name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us when they come to steal our iman and so forth and so on. Regarding Loban, remember the hadith is mentioned in Kitabul Masajid. That is the chapter regarding the mosque. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jammi Ruha al-Jumu'ah. Every Thursday night, Friday, apply the Bakhur, apply the Loban, and so forth. Still today, it's being practiced there in Medina Munawwara. If you sit in the first 5-10 serfs, you will see the brothers going up and down and giving everybody the Loban and the Bakhur, and so forth and so on. So that's number one. And then I gave you the reference in time of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu wardah, he appointed the person who was a Tabi'i successor who met Sahabi, his name Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You see, in India, Pakistan, you're selling tea, chaiwala, like Modi, he was selling tea. So he became Prime Minister, but that time he was known as Modi Chaiwala. You see that? So somebody is selling hats, you become Topiwala. Somebody is selling watches, Gariwala, like that. So he became known as Nu'aym al-Mujammir Lobanwala. And remember, if you want to study all this, go read the works of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah and so forth. You will find it there. That how Sayyidina Umar appointed every masjid, every imam, every trustee, you should appoint somebody in your masjid, that he becomes in charge of this Loban and so forth. Yea, in our studios, I tell our team, you must burn Loban every day, and more so on a Friday and so forth. So we must revive the Sunnah of Nabawiyyah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, in his book Adabul Masajid, he wrote that ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is zamane mein. We have abandoned and neglected the Sunnah. You, my mothers and sisters, your room, your musalla, your namaz room, prayer room, so every night you can burn, and more so on Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah and Friday. That is Sunnah and Nabawiyyah, and revive that Sunnah. What is Sunnah? We must promote. What is Bid'ah and what are fairy tales like Kheer Puri, Fatiha and all that is one big fairy tale, and they're just taking you for a ride, these Kuffar Shias. They're celebrating the death of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. So we must know what really is the main reason why they introduce all these haram things. Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa min fawa raddun. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when people bring new things in deen of Islam, they've got nothing to do with Islam, is Ali Sawab. You do every day. There's no such thing you must wait for 22nd of Rajab and so forth. Do it now, so no problem. Do it tomorrow, no problem. So remember that. Then for Waraddun, a Mardudun, it is rejected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, rejected by Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif.
This person says that I have an elderly mother who's always concerned about people doing black magic, jadu, and jealous on her and so on. Why are these thoughts coming to her? And please give her some nasiha.
Remember, if she's very old, maybe now she's becoming senile and so forth. Or if she's not so old, then the environment has an impact on her, because there's no doubt about it. Today's world, people are jealous, envy, and burning with jealousy. When you got a smart car, your wife just gave birth to a smart, handsome boy, attractive, gorgeous daughter, then by the tip of their tongue, they will say, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. But inside, they're burning with jealousy and envy and so forth. So, Mama, Ummi, our beloved, respected mother, what must you do after every salat? Read Surah Fatiha, read Ayatul Kursi, read the four quls, Qul Ya Kafirun, Qul Huwallah, Qul Awi Falak, Qul Awdhu Bin Nas. And if you can, daily read the manzil of Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Shaykhul Anawwar Allah Marqadahu, so that inshallah, Allah will protect us bin kulli su wa makruh. So sometimes people go to another extreme. Story time. This weekend I was there, you know, I went to Roshni. Then I came back and I slept and read Asr Salat with my wife. Then we left from here to go to Trichardt, because I had to be there before Maghrib. There by my honorable sister. She's the eldest in our family and I'm the youngest. She's 80 and I'm going to be 70 Islamically this Ramadan. So in that 10 years, we five siblings were born. Three brothers and two sisters, you see. So we gave you our history and geography and so forth. Okay, now what happens is this. So one guy told me, he knows I like to make joke, you know. So he said, I must tell you the story. He say one day they went to Zambia, not now, 10, 15 years ago. He said they in Zambia, it was common that all the men, they must have a beard, like, you know, in Lusaka and these places there. So he said this one friend of his came with him and he was clean shaven. And it was a Saturday night. There Zambia people, they speak Gujarati with Tajweed, like the Memon people in Malawi. They speak Memon with Tajweed, you see. So there's guys in Lusaka, Zambia, bo pasand che kurba, bo pasand che brai karwanu, you know. So they said, the South African avela che, so let us have a brai and so forth and so on. So everybody who was there, so they had beard. And this one guy, he never had beard. So the one Muslim guy told him, brother, you mustn't worry that we got for you vegetable meat, vegetable food and so forth. I know you don't eat meat and so forth, you see. He thought he's a Hindu guy because he hasn't got a beard, you know. So that guy felt so ashamed. The next day he started keeping a beard and so forth, you see. Nice story. So that is how you confuse the people also. That the guy thought you're not even a Muslim. He thought that we must organize for you. He told him, we organized already for you. That the vegetable meal and so forth. So we must remember everything is Islam. We must have our nishani. What is our symbols? And that is what we must promote and educate the people. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, this person has very severe back pains going up to the leg, having problems to sit and also stand and reading namaz. Please advise, Mufti Sahib.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us all the du'as, my brother. Write it down. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, the chapter regarding the prophets and the messengers, and verse number 83. In the 17 Supara, 17 Jews, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam read the du'a. Abba abundantly, 17, 18, 19 years, different ulama wrote different duration. Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, catastrophe has struck me, whilst you alone, exclusively, you are arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. Every person who is very ill, critically ill and sick, read this dua abundantly, profusely. And now you worried, you got worry, sorry, anxiety. Just after that, few verses, chapter 21, verse 87, dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah will remove the worry and sorry, as He promised us in the noble Quran, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And if you got very bad back pains and so forth, then read, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Master alayhi salatu salam, الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهَرَكَ وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. That so much responsibility, it would have broken your back, Ya Rasulullah. But Allah says, never will that happen. We're going to elevate you, the most in the entire universe and creation. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. That when, remember, my name is taken, then your name and nami isme grami is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So the adhan, the iqama. So read Surah Alam Nashra. Say Ya Allah, through the wasila and barakah of Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me shifa in my body and in my back. Regarding your salat, chapter 2, verse 286, the last ayat, the last verse, atwalu suratin fil Quran, the longest chapter in the Quran. So Allah states, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened anybody more than their ability, capacity and capability. Look at the people of Gaza. What a lesson of resilience they showed to the world. 15 months, the Americans, the British, the Indians, and the Jutlas, and the Zionists, 60, 70 countries. There's not a place in Gaza that was not bombed, and yet these haramis couldn't find their hostages and so forth. But they stood firm. I read for you now. I will never leave my religion. I will never leave my land, and I will die a Muslim with Iman and so forth. So they showed the world how to defeat the Tanpot dictators. Humiliation for Biden and America. Humiliation for Netanyahu, the war criminal. So yeah, also. So Allah is saying, Allah will not burden you more than your ability, capability. Stand and read Salat. You can't stand, sit on the floor and read. You can't sit on the chair, sit on the bed, wherever you are, whatever is convenient for you, brother. You read Salat like that and give out charity daily in cash or kind. Dawu mardakum bi sadaqa. The hadith is mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. We give our charity on your behalf. We give our charity on behalf of the whole world. Even for the Jutlas, we give out charity. Ya Allah, give them shifa. Shifa that remove that kufr and Zionism and bring that Iman and Islam in them. So we give that. Why? So Allah Ta'ala shows them the true light and the real path of peace, tranquility, serenity. And that you will find only in Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have the best. We must share it with the rest.
Are fake eyelashes permissible to wear even after you make wudu?
Everything that's fake is haram. You must remember that. Your fake eyelashes, your fake contact lenses, you got there, a suitor is coming to see you, and now you make him a shooter. That you put blue, green contact lenses, but you got brown eyes, and he's a simple Simon like me. He thinks that you got green eyes and blue eyes. Afterwards, you're married, now he says, hey, that you deceived me. You shaitan or what? You see? So all this, you know, eyelashes, I don't know what is this. One day I was in the plane with my wife. You know this air hostess and ladies, they come right next to you and they put the tea or they put the water or whatever. So I looked up and I saw something funny, you know. So I asked my wife, what the hell is this now going on? She told me this they call fake eyelashes because it looked really funny, you know. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 119. What did Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer say? وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ قَلْقَ اللَّهِ I will command them and they will change the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So this is how they change. Allah give you eyelashes? You say, no, I'll put fake ones. Allah gave you a navel? You're going to make an extra opening there. Say, no, I want another opening, you see. So there, so the, all shaitani business. Allah, Islam says, you can make one piercing for your ear, for your earring, or two. You say, no, I'll make 5, 6, and put from the top to the bottom. All shaitaniyat, all these things here. All haram, you must remember that. And man ghashyana falaysa minna, you don't belong to the Islamic Ummah, that you belong to Shaitan and Lucifer when you do this. And after wudu, you put it on haram. Before wudu, you put it on haram. And always you are cursed by Almighty Allah. And according to me, sister, you look like a big clown, just like Donald Duck, remember that. You see how much makeup the guy puts. You must remember that. So he's so old, but he's not cold, you know. You can ask Stormy about him. She will tell you his whole story, the haramis.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to marry a woman who is pregnant and also belongs to the Christian faith, but she is prepared to become a Muslim?
Yeah, there are 3-4 different issues. If the person committed fornication, adultery with her, and she's a Muslimah, then you marry her immediately after she has conceived, or even if she hasn't conceived. The Quran Kareem speaks of this. Azaniyatu la yankihuha illa zanin. The boy committed fornication with the girl, and then both parties are Muslim. We must give both of them 100 lashes in public. We must not show them mercy and compassion. That is what Quran is teaching us. Surah 24, verse 2. Every day in the government you will hear some scandal. They got the minister in the presidency, Shabana, and well, I don't know what names they have. Every second one is corrupted. 2.5 fraud and what going on there. So remember, so that is right in Cyril's office, you see that. Then the bank there, Itala or Itala, whatever the bank's name. So that bank is in Sakarat. ANC want to save it and so forth. So see, corruption from the top to the bottom. So Islam says, just make 5-10 people a sample, an example in public, and then you will solve the problem, you see that. So Quran says you are guilty of fornication, so we're going to give you 100 lashes each in public. Fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda wa la ta'khudhkum bima ra'fa. Don't show them any mercy and compassion. And the public must be present, the Muslims. Wal yashhad adhabahuma ta'ifatu minal mu'mineen. Surah 24, chapter 2. And Mother Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Siddiqi Ladli, Siddiqi Beti, Siddiqi Lad Sahib Zadi, and she is Sayyid the Aisha Siddiqa, the Zawja Mutahara, the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the honorable daughter of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. She used to say, "Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur." Teach your female surah Nur. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to the people of Iraq. Wa kataba Amirul Mu'minin Umar bin Khattab that ila, hey, the people ila alil Iraq. What he wrote, Allimu nisaakum surat an-nur. You want references for all the students and ulama? Go open Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran by our Ustad, our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Nawwar Allahu marqadahu, and you will find Mother Aisha Siddiqa saying there. Go open Tanwirul Adhan by Sheikh Sabuni rahimahullah. You will find it there under Surah Nur. So that is what we say. So you must get get married immediately after you got your 100 lashes in public, then you lead a pure and a chaste life. And the public must be there, so it will be a deterrent for them. And if it is adultery, then the death penalty applies. In public, you must remember that. So that is how Islam solved the problem. So if you impregnated her and you get married to her, so that is what Islam will say you must do. Somebody else impregnated her and then you want to marry her. So ABC impregnated that lady, but you XYZ now want to marry her while she is pregnant. So the nikah will be valid, but wala yata'uha, he can't have intercourse with her. Why? That you can't be putting your hose pipe in somebody else's garden. Wala, you must remember, yasqi zar al-ghair. You can't be putting water and irrigation there in somebody else's garden and orchard. You understood? That is hadith on saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must understand Deenul Islam. So you married, you made married nikahul hamila, al-hamila min al-ghair. You married a lady who's pregnant, but you did not impregnate her. Somebody else did it and he ran away. You wanted to keep that lady's izzat and honor, that family's reputation. That child is harami child, in all cases, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's, and irrespective when the nikah was done and so forth. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, says that when you get married to her, and now when she gave birth, and it is 6 months after the nikah, then the child will be sabitun nasab, will the lineage, it will come to you. The guy who did not impregnate her, al-waladu lil-firash, you see? So that is the hadith. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says that, and from date of nikah to date of the baby's birth, if it's less than 6 months, then is waladu zina, haram child, the lineage will go to the mother. You are a Christian lady, the Muslim guy, you white. Oh, I'm just presuming. So he wanted to taste some white jalebis, you see that? So now, doru to buaru lage. You see that our people, they still got that apartheid mentality, white is the best, you know, and white is right and west is the best and all that. So now he may impregnated you. So you better become Muslim and then he will get married to you, and then the child is harami child, is illegitimate child, and that is the fatwa we pass according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's. Al-Imam Shafi'i was a genius, remember. He said, "An-ni'matu la tanalu bil-ma'zur," that the bounties of Almighty Allah can never be obtained through haram means. Open chapter 25, verse 54. "Wahuwa alladhi khalaqa min al-ma'i bashara." Almighty Allah created you, O human being, O masterpiece, from the semen and sperm. "Faja'alahu nasabaw wa sihra." He gave us a lineage, my beloved father, my honorable mother. And then you got married, wasihara, and your in-laws. This is my father-in-law, my mother-in-law. This is mawqi'ul imtinan. Allah is highlighting his bounties and favors. So you're not entitled to that when you do haram. I gave you Imam Hanifa's verdict on that issue. So yes, become Muslim immediately, get married immediately, and inshallah, I make sincere tawbah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. That never ever become disillusioned. Never despair in the mercy of Allah. People will criticize you. People will criticize, castigate me. But Allah is always prepared to give us the second chance, that third chance, always. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah is always there to forgive your sins, provided that we are sincere in our repentance. So that is my advice to you, brother, sister.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to make the domestic workers pay for things that they break or they damage?
Not permissible that. So our mentality, I just told you about apartheid now. Let anything get missing in the house. You don't have any proof, any evidence. I'll ask you, who stole? They'll say the maid. Where's the proof? You're just assuming because she's African, she stole. Is that right? It's totally wrong. You must remember that. So that is the white, that is the what the whites have put in your brains. That whites are superior and Africans are inferior. The blacks are all crooks and majority of them. That is in your heart. And that's why you think like that and so forth. So that is totally rejected in Islam. I told you 100 times, my Ustad, Sheikh Umar Falata, rahimahullah, 49 years he taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi. The last 25 years. He used to teach hadith where Imam Malik used to teach right inside Riyazul Jannah. For 20 years I studied by him plus minus. He used to kiss his hand, kiss his forehead, and then he used to start the lesson and so forth. When I told the one South African, see that man, what a great scholar of hadith he is, he said, the darky. So see, that is our mentality, this type of thing. Let us be honest. This gham mentality has permeated our minds, our hearts and our thoughts. Totally rejected in Islam. What is so good about your gham? Bab dada the Hindu, ta? So what was your great-great-grandfather, Shantilal and Maganlal? That is what Sheikh Ahmad Didat used to say, and I concur and agree with him. So when your lady is working for you, so all that is there is an amanat by her. So now the glass slipped from her hand, the saucer slipped, and now it was a mistake. So you must learn to forgive her. Forgive her how many times, Ya Rasulullah? Sabina, 70 times. What are the qualities of the pious people? Al-Qazimin al-Ghaidha. Apne ghusse ko pi lete hai. They subdue their anger. Wal-Afina anin-nas. And they forgive the people. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And Allah Jalla wala loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty. Never mind. You broke the cup, you did this, you did that. I forgive you. Not only forgive you, that I give you an increase also in wages. You broke my cup, I give you a new cup, take it for you. That is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 134. Yes, if you can prove it, deliberately, intentionally, she broke all that, then she will be held responsible. Husband and wife had a fight. So the wife took, you must remember, the cups and saucers and threw it deliberately in the direction of the mother-in-law. He said, this is your son, this is you, and in the direction of the husband. She lost her mind, you know. She became half mad, you can say, and half crazy. So she lost her rocker, and she was throwing rockets at the mother-in-law and the husband. So now that was done, Dida Danista. That was done qasdan wa amda. That was done intentionally, deliberately. So then you can tell her, for that you have to pay. But we will tell you, even then forgive them. Why? Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. If we learn to forgive people, then Allah will forgive us more and more. That is our deen of Islam. So we must know, one is halak and one is istihlak. It happened by mistake, so you can't charge them. Where deliberately they damaged it and you can prove it, then remember, you can hold them responsible, and they must replace it or they must pay for it.
Well, we say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Coming up next on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, is the Isha Azan. Please go according to the Azan for your region, and we'll be back with you after that.